you doing? Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And yes, indeed, we are on. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. And next to me, or almost next to me, I think, is Scott Smith, and who is also known as Patrick Henry. Patrick Henry and Rick Adams, Paul Revere, the dynamic duo of Friday nights on the program, right here on RBN. Are you there, Scott? Is he? I think he's probably crawling into his phone now.
Hey, Rick.
Here he is.
How are you?
Good, Scott. Thanks be to God.
Amen, brother. It's good to be with you on this Friday night again and all the people out there in RBN land.
Boy, how fast a week goes by, huh?
And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking of how much water has passed under the bridge since we last did this.
Mm-hmm. I know. I've been passing a lot of water. There's no question about that. But anyway, hey, I got some good news for you in the audience.
What's that?
The anti-hate bill, S-1145, Anti-Free Speech, the Local Law Enforcement Crime Prevention Act of 2005, has been defeated in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Isn't that exciting?
That's the latest I have here. Yet, there is some bad news.
What's that?
Ted Kennedy, your senator from Massachusetts,
still
intends to pass the bill. He wants to reattach it to the new version of the Children's and Safety Act.
Right. That's what they've been doing, yep.
Yeah. But in committee, it has gone to a stunning defeat, ladies and gentlemen. And I do think, thanks to the outcry of people like us, and it can be done. It can be done.
Absolutely.
Ain't over yet, right, Scott?
Nope. That's it. These people don't want the revolution to happen yet, and they're sitting back going, if we pass this, this could be it. And they're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting more ready, and I believe that the Christian patriot forces in our country are moving away from the mainline churches and coalescing into a movement of thought mm-hmm. and idea that mm-hmm. is having an effect.
Yes, it is. And
thanks to guys
to
like John Statmiller.
Yes, and we do give thanks to the Almighty. Give thanks to the God of Yahweh and Yeshua Yamashiach, because let me tell you, we worked hard, and we do get battle fatigue, all of us, I think, from time to time, because it's only natural. You know, we're fighting flesh and blood with flesh and blood and spirit, but the flesh is weak, as the apostle said, you know.
Right.
The spirit is always willing, but as you know, Scott, sometimes the flesh gets weak, so we need to be rewarded from time to time, and the Lord has seen fit to give us that victory, I believe. So
well, these people are not going to stop. We took a call. I think you played the call last week
mm-hmm.
about the
mm-hmm.
guy who was upset about mm-hmm. one of the television programs we taped and actually said that he wished we were in another country so that we could go to jail.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
They're not going to quit.
Neither are we. All right, Scott Smith, Rick Adams with you tonight. We have a lot to talk about, and then we'll take some calls from you right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Be right back.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, Paul Revere and Patrick Henry, and Scott, excuse me, I know you wanted to begin the program tonight with a little going over of some things from last week.
Right.
But before we do that, can I just interject a couple of things that people
Rick.
Should know?
You are driving the bus, my friend.
Well, I like to be polite, as you know. And I can't help but bring this to the listeners' attention. You know, this latest Supreme Court choice of Baby Bush, the Christian? Harriet.
Yeah. Harriet.
We're talking about Sister Harriet here. Now,
mm-hmm.
Harriet, of course, you know, has been touted as another evangelical, Bible-believing Christian. And, you know, she believes in the Bible, she believes in the Constitution, she believes in the conservative agenda. Now, listen to this. There was a news report that was released on October 6th detailing an incident during Harriet Meyer's tenure at the White House. It has been reported that in 2001, after a staffer wrote a Christmas speech for Bush, that Harriet Myers told him to change it so that those of other faiths would not be offended. The staffer then ran the speech by Ken Melman, who was then political director and is Jewish, and was informed that the speech was not offensive to him. However, Miss Myers continued to insist that the speech be changed to avoid offending anyone with its Christian comment. When the staffer refused, the speech was assigned to someone else, and he was encouraged to apologize to Ms. Myers. Myers, you know, has been told to keep Christianity in the closet, and she purposefully sought to dilute the Christianity of this message, thus revealing, at the very least, Scott, a willingness to compromise unnecessarily without outside pressure. That is what George Bush would like to see on the Supreme Court.
Right. That's what all of these Luciferian minions of Satan want. They want this ecumenical, interfaith ecumenicalism, which, like Bush is telling the people of Islam that we worship the same God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scratching my head going, that doesn't sound right. I'm not worshiping the same God that they are.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not even close.
Absolutely.
You know, and it says, Jesus said a couple of times, and here's one in the book of Mark. He says, are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? And that's what this anti-hate thing is all about, is withholding mm-hmm. the scriptures from us, and mm-hmm. in doing so, the power of God.
Right.
And, you know, these people who seek to take our Christianity away from us, they've been basically divorced by God.
Mm-hmm.
These Jewish people.
Those that say they are Jews but are not.
But are not, and right. are not the synagogue of Satan.
Right.
And you know, all of this started back in the Babylonian captivity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reading from the book of Baruch. And it's right in the first chapter, starts out at verse 15. It says, justice is with the Lord our God, and we today are flushed with shame, we men of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem, that we with our kings and rulers and priests and prophets and our ancestors have sinned in the Lord's sight and disobeyed him. We have neither heeded his voice of the Lord our God nor followed the precepts which the Lord set before us from the time the Lord led our ancestors out of the land of Egypt until the present day. We have been disobedient to the Lord our God and only too ready to disregard his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the evils and the curse that the Lord enjoined upon Moses, his servant, at the time he led our ancestors forth from the land of Egypt, cling to us even today. For we did not heed the voice of our Lord our God in all the words of the prophets whom he sent us. But each one of us went off after the devices of his own wicked heart, served other gods, and did evil in the sight of the Lord our God. And this is true today
mm-hmm.
for Jews and Christians.
For all.
Right. For these people who you know, are ashamed of the word of God. What did Jesus say? He's going to be ashamed. When you come before my Father, I will not know you. I'll be ashamed of you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you proclaim my name, I will proclaim your name, you know, your name before my Father.
That's right.
And so, to me, the New Testament ought to be called the New Covenant. And the Old Testament ought to be called the extinct covenant, the covenant that has been superseded
mm-hmm.
by the new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you talk about...
And that doesn't mean done away with, by the way.
No.
That means enhanced upon and continued. Because, as we know, there is no, you know, end of the law. There is no end of the Old Testament or the New until all has been fulfilled.
Well,
and all prophecy must be complete.
Right. That's absolutely true. And Jesus said, not one letter of the law did I come
right.
to obliterate or...
That's
or,
right.
But to fulfill every word of God.
Every jot and tittle, yes.
Right,
indeed.
Because he is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the same time, when he died, the shroud in the temple, what happened to it?
Mm-hmm.
Got torn from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. Rent
when, you, when you've got a contract with somebody or a covenant, and the contract is you're going to null and void it.
Right.
What are you going to do with it? You're going to tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to rip it from top to bottom, and it's going to be torn in half, and that's going to be the end of that.
Right.
And that's what happened, and, you know, we still run around and accord the Jews as our elder brothers. And they're not our elder brothers in the faith. They've gone and followed after other gods.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it was Rodney was talking about how nobody talks about that the Jews were the ones that definitively caused the death of God, Jesus Christ. And if you look in the Gospel of Mark, I love Mark. If anybody out there really wants to get back into the Gospel of Jesus Christ, Mark's the most concise and, you know, mm-hmm. coherent to me. Without a lot of extra, there's a lot there in Mark, and he gets right to the point. And, you know, it's just, this is towards the end of Jesus' ministry, and he entered Jerusalem, and he went into the temple area, and this is in Mark 11, and he looked around at everything,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, he wasn't happy. And the next day, he's leaving Bethany, was hungry, and seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this fig tree in leaf was the Jewish nation, the nation of Israel at the time. He went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. And get this, it was not the time for figs, but he expected to find some there. And when he didn't find any, he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard it.
Mm-hmm.
They came into Jerusalem, and upon entering into the temple area, Jesus began to drive out all of those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. Mm-hmm. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area.
He wasn't very politically correct, huh?
No, and in other gospels, he put together his whip and he whipped them, but not in this particular gospel. And he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples, but you have made it a den of thieves.'"
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking to the Jewish Pharisee now. "The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death. Yet they feared him because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. And early in the morning as they were walking along after this whole incident," he was with his disciples, "they saw the fig tree withered to the roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed is withered.' And Jesus said to them in reply, 'Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted mm-hmm. up and thrown into the sea,
mm-hmm.
and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done
yes.
to him.'"
Faith can move mountains.
Right.
Absolutely.
And people, you know, they haven't heard the word and the fact that the Jews are the ones responsible for putting in place the death of Jesus.
Scott, we've got to take a break, and we'll be back to complete that thought and get into some more issues and callers, those of you on the line. Already, you stay right there. Scott Smith and Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Fascinating. What is it?
Well, it's called Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams and co-host Scott Smith. Every Friday night now, we're together. Paul Revere and Patrick Henry. And Scott, you were just completing your thought about the crucifixion and the Jewish scribes and Pharisees who put Jesus on the cross. What were you going to say about that?
Well, basically, that you know that what really explains it, Rick, and it's pretty quick, is the parable of the tenants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Jesus began to speak to them in parables.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to say, a man planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press, built a tower, then he leased it to tenant farmers. Now, those tenant farmers in this parable would be the Jews. And he left on a journey. At the proper time, he sent a servant, which would be his prophets, to the tenants to obtain from them some of the produce of the vineyard. But they seized him, beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant, and that one they beat over the head and treated shamefully. He sent yet another, whom they killed. So too many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had one other to send, a beloved son, Jesus. That's my little commentary there. He sent a beloved son. He sent him to them last of all, thinking, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Mm-hmm. Come, let us kill him,
mm-hmm.
and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
What then will the owner of the vineyard do? This is God. He will come, put the tenants to death, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture passage? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord this has been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. They were seeking to arrest Jesus, but they feared the crowd, for they realized that he had addressed the parable to them. What could be more clear, Rick?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know
that parable does reveal what you said, and, you know, Jesus refers to it, and he knew that they knew he was speaking about them when he was using allegorical language.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he spoke in parables, our Lord, not to reveal his message and make it simple, but to make it so they could not understand it. And yet, they knew he was speaking about them when he got to that part, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, told them, you know, as you pointed out, you will not be tenants, you will not be landlords, you will lose everything on Judgment Day. You'll be cast away into darkness, total darkness in the second death. And that day will come. You see, that's what the scripture is saying there.
Right. And
very good.
But we've allowed these people to take their God,
mm-hmm.
their worship, their religion, and have their Talmudic court system, because their kingdom is of this world,
mm-hmm.
and they seek to impose it upon us at the expense of the truth, which is Jesus Christ.
Hmm. Very true. Very true. Absolutely.
And you had Pastor Paul on. He was good to listen to this week.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that.
Yes.
And he was right in saying that. I thought his message was pretty clear when people kept asking him about, you know, how you feel about this guy, how do you feel about that guy, and saying, hey, you know, we're all really trying to move in the same direction, and as we're moving, to bicker is not prudent. And I thought that was really strong of him, mm-hmm. to move in that direction and not compromising his message either.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly.
So,
and that's what we try to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to do that tonight. And now we're going to invite callers to jump aboard if you'd like to. And when we come back in another minute and a half or so from the break, Chris will be first from Tennessee. And we invite you to call us, Rick and Scott, 800-313-9443. Just quickly, Scott, you know, you brought up a number of great points. And again, getting back to Harriet Myers, it's so interesting to look at her record. And this is what Christ is speaking of, those who say they are his, but are Judases, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She backed homosexual adoption. She backed Tactites. She backed the ICC. Interstate Commerce Commission, greater federal role in government, and women in combat. Now, not only these things she has backed, but interestingly enough, you see, there isn't a dime's worth of difference. She has supported the Clinton program, Bill Clinton's socialist agenda, and these dumbbells out there who say that George Bush brought about an improvement over Bill Clinton don't have a clue as to what they're speaking about. You know, Harry, as she's called, pushed the Patriot Act, Harriet Myers. She pushed the homosexual agenda. She has avoided the abortion controversy when push came to shove. All of this has gone on. In addition to that, she pushed low-income housing in affluent neighborhoods. The total socialist agenda. My friends, this is what Judas is all about. And that describes George Bush to a T. Rick Adams, Scott Smith, we'll be back with more right here on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Will you answer me one question, honestly?
Yes, I'll try.
Why this preoccupation with time?
Well, time is of the essence, and here we are now. 800-313-9443. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, Paul Revere, Patrick Henry, we're here on this Friday night edition. Right, Scott?
Amen, brother.
You ready to go to the phone, Scott?
Yes, I am, Rick. I love to hear your callers. They are the best.
You bet they are. And here we go. Chris from Tennessee. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hi,
Rick,
Chris.
Rick, if you would have had a guest on your show that management didn't approve of, and if you got fired, I would still call up the show and try to get you back on the air. What I'm getting to point of is Mr. Peter Shank was fired by RBN. Supposedly RBN's motto is you can't handle the truth, because he had a guest on there talking about the riots in Ohio. And he's one of us, and the man just got canned.
Well, I didn't know that until yesterday, till last night. And I have absolutely nothing to say about it or do about it, because I simply wasn't listening to what was being said.
Well,
I can't make a judgment either way, but I know one thing, that, you know, if you go over a line, and you go over a line that John Stadtmiller doesn't like, obviously he's the president.
I agree.
And he's going to make a decision.
And I want to be calling John Monday, but, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, you just you can't handle the truth. We're trying to fight hate speech and thought laws in the Congress and Senate. Mm-hmm. And you got a man like Peter Shank that we listen to day in and day night that had a guest on the show trying to get the other side of the story.
And he was censored. That's all I'm trying to get at.
Right.
He was crucified.
Like I say, you know, don't lay it at my doorstep, Chris, only because I didn't hear it. I don't know.
All I can handle
is my program, and that's it.
I've tried to call RBN now since Jack's show for the last 2 hours, and I've been on hold and denied this opportunity. And that's all I'm saying, Rick. If you would have got the plug pulled, I would get on there and say, where's
sure.
Rick at?
I understand. I understand, and, I like to be able to say that hopefully that day will not come, but anything is possible, and, you know, the thing you have to understand is, too, is that we here, we have a responsibility, not only to ourselves, we have a responsibility to being honest with ourselves and to the network. And if we say something sometimes, and I don't know, like I said, what was said or not, but if I come out and make an outlandish statement tonight, and I say, let's do this, and let's do that, and let's go kill a particular group, or let's do that, and we need to encourage to, you know, fan the flames of something that we know is not right, I expect I'm going to wind up out the door myself. And I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say anything outlandish. That's what I'm saying. I can only account for my show and what goes on it. I can't answer anything about anybody else's.
I didn't mean to try to con you there, Rick, but I just needed the opportunity. There was no other way to do it. And I'm a supporter of both of you guys' show, and thank you very much, Rick.
All right. Okay, bye. Chris, I appreciate that. If you don't mind, though, I would like to be able to try to deal with issues that we're talking about. And you know, you're welcome to call. Just, you know, obviously use some common sense, all of you, if you have a point to make. I don't want to be going off in all directions and make this show, Scott, as you know, make this show or turn it into a free-for-all boxing ring. And I certainly don't want to turn it against anyone, whether it's Peter or John. That's not my role, and that's not my prerogative. We really need to talk about what is taking down this country and why the issues that we talk about are important. And we have to deal with them in a very intelligent way, in a very logical way, and in a very rational way. And I don't think any reasonable person can disagree with that basic prerequisite, can we, Scott?
I'm not, Rick. You know, I listen to Peter Schenck from time to time and found his program interesting. And Peter always tried to do the best that he could. And, you know, sometimes when you're out on the limb and you get too far out on the limb breaks on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's saying. And I didn't hear it either, so I don't know. But I know that Peter was pretty far out on the limb from my perspective. And I'm pretty much in line with a lot of the things that he had to say. But I did notice personally that in listening to his program that many times he crawled way out to the end of that limb. And like I said, you go too far out on the end of the limb and that thing breaks off and boom.
Well, you know, I'm constantly evaluating and reevaluating myself, you know. After every program, to be perfectly honest with everyone out there, I ask myself some nights I just go deep into this. And you know, Scott, the feeling you can't get to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't go to bed right away.
Yeah,
and I ask myself, did I say something that I shouldn't have said? Did I not say something I should have said? Did I offend someone I shouldn't have offended? Did I do something wrong? And I ask myself these things as a Christian because I know it is very easy sometimes, unintentionally, to wind up saying something you don't mean to say or you don't mean to have misconstrued. And that happens with me from time to time. I am only human. I make mistakes. I don't claim to be the Rush Limbaugh talent on loan from God. I am not. And I don't pretend to be that. So every time we get off the air, I do think about these things. And I try to reevaluate myself. You know, should I have done something different? Should I have said something different? And sometimes I feel I should have. So I'm not perfect. I don't tend to be or pretend to be. All I can do is the best I can for the network, for my audience, and for myself. Sometimes people don't like it. Sometimes people do. I can only be honest and say, if I've stated a position, that's the way I feel, and I can't be dishonest. I cannot come to these microphones being dishonest with people. I try to be as truthful as I possibly can without offending people. I don't need to offend them.
Rick, and that's the important thing. Number one, is it true?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, is it relevant?
Right.
And number three, is it going to move us forward? And those are the three, because it can be one and two, but if it's not three,
right,
then it's not helping.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, it can be the truth, it could be relevant, but at the same time, is it moving us forward in the direction that we want to go?
Yes.
Now, it's not the direction that I want to go. It's not the direction you want to go. This happens to be the radio broadcast network, Republic Broadcast Network, founded and instituted by John Stadtmiller. And I learned right away at 17 years old, getting aboard the Coast Guard cutter Hamilton, that there's only one captain of any ship.
Yeah.
And the captain's word is law. And I had three different captains aboard the Coast Guard cutter Hamilton.
Right.
And everyone was different, and everyone, you know, and you just have to go along with the program that the captain's... Even a couple of times, what the guy was doing, especially on the third one, after two, I had been on that ship for, like, double duty more than anybody else. And the third guy made so many mistakes, I just sit back and go, oh, no, he's doing this.
Right.
But I'm not the captain.
And that doesn't mean that if the captain says, look, you go out and shoot your fellow officer, you're going to go out and obey the captain. No, it doesn't mean that at all. And I don't expect John Stadtmiller or anyone else to expect me to do something that they know I cannot in good conscience do. I wouldn't do it, and I don't think he would want me to do it. But having said that, as you point out, within all due process of law and all reasonableness, he's the captain of the ship, that captain on that ship.
That's right.
You can't have two masters. You can't have three masters on that ship, three commanders. You got to have one. Otherwise, you wind up in trouble, and you know what happens? You sink.
We got enough tail wagging the dog.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. All right, enough said on that, I think. That's my position. And we'll take more calls. Rick and Scott, 800-313-9443. And hello, Mike in Texas. Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, I just was very interested in what had happened on the Shank radio program. And when the previous caller called in, it motivated me to call, and I guess I can imagine where there'd be a lot of emotion about, you know, hearing the fact that Peter was released. But I want to applaud RBN for doing so, because I think what I've found out of the Shank message, it's more about racial strife and stirring that issue, rather than what our constitutional premises are as a nation. And the specifics of that interview, I listened to it last night, or the night before, whenever it was, it was revealed that this Bill White is not a constitutionalist, that this political group that he's working with is a Nazi organization, and so named, and I just don't see that as the focus of where RBN is. And so to me, it's not a question of censorship. It's a question on focus and where our mission is for the Constitution of the United States. So I applaud the decision that was made, although I've not talked to Mr. Stadtmiller, you know, since it was done. And the interview reminded me of a mini Bush. You know, what I was hearing was a Nazi fascist who wanted a national fascist system, and we're fighting a global fascist system that's being put in place in our country. And then towards the end of the interview, Peter let it know that he was supportive of the principles that were being espoused by this individual. And to me, we are allowing other, you know, political philosophies to, you know, bring static to what I think this movement is, and that is to restore the Constitution of the United States.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you can get off the beaten path with this forum here and this network, and there may be some people who might want to. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm just saying some people might want to use it for their own ideology, for their own philosophy, and to deviate it or divert it from the mission which it was commissioned to do, you know?
That's
what I think you're trying to say, Mike. And
that's right.
I would agree with that. That, you know, not just everyone and anybody is going to jump aboard and turn this into their particular forum. I don't want to do that. I know
Yeah, and let me tell you, Rick, you know, I've heard you discuss the very same issues on your program.
Yeah.
And I've found that the presentation and the issues to be much more, you know, debate worthy. And, lost the word, but I guess gentlemanly, if you will.
Well, I tried.
Rather than, beating and bashing and this kind of thing, which it's tough for me to, espouse the constitutional principles that we need to gain back, when we've got these other messages coming through, and then people that we're trying to wake up then start to question, well, where are we really as a movement?
Mm-hmm. And well, it's a divide and conquer strategy, and whether it's intentional, non-intentional, is not even the point. That's where we're going when we start doing this, because, see, this has come up before, even with me, where people misconstrued some of the things I said, and then we wound up talking about the messenger. And we wound up talking about, you know, who's better, this one or that one, who's sincere, who's not, who's a phony, who's... And what happened? What happened was we wound up getting off the message. And that's exactly why the New World Order will laugh at us and say, boy, we've got them just where we want them. We're going to have them fighting and bickering and all of this stuff over stuff that we should not be bickering about.
Well, I'm in total agreement, Rick, and I was listening while some of those issues were going on with you, with RBN.
Right.
And I think that they came to a good conclusion, and I appreciate the fact that you're on the air.
Right.
And there's a definite difference between what's happening with the program in general, the whole lineup, versus what was happening on the Shank Radio Show. And we need to stay on focus about the Constitution. And the assertion by this man that the Constitution itself was what has driven us to the point that we are now was just totally ludicrous. So Peter Shank takes issues and draws erroneous conclusions. And I've noted that over again. And I don't want to, you know, batter the gentleman or anything like that.
No.
But it's just what I have found, and I applaud the network for getting back on track.
Right. Well, that's what I think we have to do if we're going to grow. Otherwise, we're going to wind up dying.
There you go.
And we don't want to die, you know, by a self-inflicted wound. Scott, did you have anything you want to add to that?
No, except that I think that it's necessary that, you know, people who, and I know you don't want to turn the program into it, but this is something that I guess people need to get off their chest.
Sure, I understand that. Yeah.
It's a fresh incident that has just occurred.
I understand that.
And, I didn't hear it either.
I'm honest about it. I haven't heard it. Scott, I know you're being honest. You haven't heard it.
Nope, I haven't.
We don't know, but you know, we're getting a lot of cross-conversation here about things like that. And the thing, all I can say, again, is that I can only answer for myself and what I do, right or wrong. I don't want to hurt this network. I don't want to see it hurt. I'd like to see it continue to grow and to grow well. That doesn't mean you compromise the message. It means that you have to stay on message and to do it intelligently, respectfully, and honorably. And that's why whenever I have brought on a guest, and some of them are very controversial, some of them are incredible, and maybe what they say, but we've always permitted a true discourse. And that's the way I believe. See, the liberals, so-called liberals, don't believe that. They don't believe in freedom. They don't believe in discourse or debate. It's their way or nothing. We don't say that here. I say, if you disagree, call me up, all the more so if you disagree. Show me where I'm wrong, you know? And I know when we had Artie Wheeler on, and that happened back then, and John was kind of nervous and upset, and rightfully so, because Artie Wheeler really is a very intelligent man. And yet he was using language and saying things that were just plain stupid.
It was not helpful to us who are trying to bring the full message forward.
Absolutely not.
The primary message.
You know, you don't classify people, you know, the language that was used and stuff like that. Debate the issues. That's the way I have always felt in life. Debate the issues. Yeah. Leave the personalities out of it. And that's all you have to do. But
well,
some people just can't do that.
I've always had a very good comfort level that you conduct yourself that way, Rick, and you're a great radio host.
Well, I thank you. I hope I will continue to merit your support. Thank you very much,
well,
Mike.
Let me just say as an end note, I've been a supporter of the RBN network financially this year to the tune of several hundred dollars.
Good.
And this decision is going to motivate me to continue that.
Well, good. God bless you then. Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
All right, Mike. Rodney, Doug, Clinton, we'll be with all of you coming up. Stay where you are. Scott Smith and Rick Adams will continue with the program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AUREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is such a confounded waste of time.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. You're never wasting time when you get on board here on RBNLive.com. Scott Smith, Rick Adams. Scott, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling great, Rick, and I'm happy to be with you. And
all right.
Hey, you know, I don't know if people want to know, if they should know, but it was my brother Darryl who left RBN because of nonsense like this. that happened with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, that's my brother. Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, you asked me one time, Rick, a couple of weeks ago, about whether you didn't want to bring something up because you didn't want to know. I'm an open book. Any questions anybody has, anything anybody wants to know, I'm here, you know.
Right,
and
right.
And there's no secrets. And, I, you know, my brother is not a believer in Jesus Christ, and I don't think he belonged in RBN. And I think he found where he belongs.
Mm-hmm.
So
good. But, I'm glad you tell us that. See, Scott doesn't hold back either, and neither do I. So let's take more calls, Scott. 800-313-9443 on this Friday night edition of the program Uncensored Radio Free America. Rodney in Texas, hello.
Well, good evening, brothers.
Hey, yes, Rodney.
Sir. Yes, Scott, how are you?
Good, sir.
Rick, and yourself?
Thank you. Well, thank you, Scott. Rodney, my brother.
Yeah, this is an interesting program, and I do appreciate you brothers kind of being very, very cautious about getting into this issue. But I wasn't aware that Peter had been had to go a different direction. But I'm going to be cautious like you guys are, because good Bible principle here in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, in your own Bibles, if you mm-hmm. take the time, it says never to make a reply before. Well, it says only a fool makes a reply before he has gathered all of the facts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is certainly an instance where we don't know all the facts here. So how can you make a reply? We don't know what happened, what actually took place with Peter. But I do, John Staff Miller and the decision that was made there, I believe that Peter, for a long time, had an excellent program when he dealt with the issues.
Mm-hmm.
But as Scott put it, it looked like many times he tended to get out on the limb, very, very way out there on the limb. And maybe this time, he couldn't get back in. And I do know that some of the locals here in the area where I live at were starting to point to some of the contents of his show as being hate speech. And we know, I know a lot of them were very much against this hate crimes legislation that, thank God Almighty, I give all the credit to God Almighty that mm-hmm. that legislation did not pass. But some of the locals were very repelled by some of the contents of his show. And they were pointing to that as an example of why maybe hate crime legislation is needed. And I'm talking about some of the contents of Peter's show. And again, I have nothing against Peter personally. I believe that he was very eloquent in many of his shows when he dealt with issues such as the illegal aliens coming into this country. Mm-hmm. And George Bush and many of these issues. I mean, we all have a common ground when it comes to those issues. Now, why can I finish up?
Sure, of course. Brother? Stay with us. We'll take a quick minute break, and hour number two will commence with Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, Scott Smith, and Rodney on the line. We'll return.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns. People like you and me.
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.